Max from Tasmania has asked this question. A motion was passed at a recent meeting and has been acted on. My question is, it appears that I cannot rescind the motion. What can I do as the election was not held in accordance with all directions, rules and regulations? So there are two questions here. The first is on the rescission of motions. That's actually relatively easy in this situation because Max has said that the motion has been acted on. So if the motion has been acted on, there is absolutely no point in rescinding it. It will achieve nothing. The action has already taken place. The second question is about elections not being held in accordance with the rules. Now, please remember here, I'm not a lawyer. I have studied law, but I'm not a lawyer, and you may need to seek legal advice. Also, although you've said it is a voluntary organisation, I'm not sure if it's unincorporated or incorporated, that is an incorporated association, or whether it's company limited by guarantee in Australia, and that all changes what you can do or the procedures you need to go through. And so my answer is general. So firstly, you need to ascertain what evidence exists that the election was not conducted according to the rules. Now, this really means what concrete, written, paper-based or electronic evidence exists that the election was not conducted according to the rules. Secondly, you need to decide just how serious the breach was. If it's a minor breach, it may not be worth pursuing. But if it's a major breach, then it is, but only you can make that decision. Thirdly, because the group is a voluntary group, you need to assess the overall impact of what has happened. If the group is functioning well, albeit may be run by people you don't approve of, then maybe it is a wise course of action is to do nothing. It's very important to pick your battles, especially in voluntary groups. If you decide to do something, then I suggest you firstly sit down with the key people and raise your concerns. Then, if necessary, formally write to the people who have done the wrong thing with the evidence and state the course of action you would like to see happen. You must state the course of action that you want to happen. If the breach is serious, then I suggest you seek legal advice. And if you do this, make sure you take with you to the lawyer the facts, not opinions, and all the evidence that you have in order to give, in order for the lawyer to give you accurate advice. The most important thing to remember, though, is the purpose for which the group exists and whether a challenge to the rules being broken is actually helpful in the long term. Many voluntary groups have been destroyed by people in conflict, losing sight of the purpose for which the group exists.